Hello there. Thank you for calling Local Splash. You're speaking with Dan. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling who? Local what?
Local Splash. Did you get a call?
What is that? Yeah, I did.
I see. You're with Southern Sparkle Power Washing, right?
Yes.
I see. You see, Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta. The reason for the call is, we wanted to speak with you about listing your business on the first page of Google for your services in your area. I'm sure you're open.
You know, I can't deal with any of that yet because I've had a real big issue with Google. They've had a big problem with validating me as a business. And it's like, I don't know if they're just not looking with their eyes open or whatever the reason is, but I've had a real struggle getting validated for some reason. And I am I'm a 20-year business owner, and I have immaculate credit and references and business licenses and the whole nine yards. But Google seems to have a real struggle validating me as a real business, and it's cost me an absolute fortune. So I won't be doing anything at all with Google until Google recognizes me for a legitimate, valid business in my area. So no thank you. I'm really disappointed in Google. I know it's a valuable search engine for me to be a part of. But it's a joke.
Did you create it yourself? Did you try to validate by yourself, or did you have someone help you?
I've paid people to help me, and it ended up getting turned over to me, stating, "Hey, you gotta just figure it out with them." Even though I paid somebody to do it, they're like, "Hey, you gotta sit there and you gotta use the QR code and go and make them a video and go do all this stuff." And hey, I don't work for Verizon. I'm not a phone tech. So if you're telling me that I have to know how to function a phone to Google standard in order to be recognized as a power washing business, I think that's ridiculous. Everybody else and their mother is on Google. I didn't know you had to be. I know people who don't even speak English. I know people who don't even have an iPhone and they're on Google, but I can't get recognized because for some reason my phone just doesn't work for that particular process that has been thrown on my lap that I have to go through as a special, some kind of special validation where I got to go make videos and pull my trailer out to an intersection where we show visible street signs and all this nonsense. And I have every bit of marketing material that any business would have. I have multiple pieces of equipment. I've got a business license for 3 years now. I've got wonderful credit. I've got anything and everything that anyone else would have, but I have to jump through hoops in order to use Google, which has been a huge burden on my company and cost me a fortune because my competitors, who aren't even as good of a service as I am, get customers through Google. So, nope, I'm not paying for anything with Google right now.
If we could validate your Google profile there and help you further, that's something that
if you guys are going to do it for free, but I don't trust paying anybody to do it because I've already been ripped off. I already paid somebody to do it, and they tried for 6 months and came back to me and said, "Hey, Google just got the problem with you. Like, they got a problem validating you. I've got a unique name. I've got everything. I've got a website. I have everything."
You know,
but there's no excuse.
I understand that. That's frustrating. But, you know, Local Splash has been in the business for 20 years. I'm sure we can go around it. Let me go ahead and see what we can do for you, okay? But I'm sorry. My name is Dan, by the way. Who do I have
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm the owner of the company. And like I said, I own several businesses, and none of those had a problem. I run credit cards. I pay my taxes. I do everything that you're supposed to as a business, so nobody can look at me and say that I'm missing anything.
Right.
I'm just having a burden of trying to entertain the demands of Google in order to consider me a legitimate business. And it's offensive. Honestly, it's offensive because, you know, it's not fair.
I understand that. Totally get that. You really need to partner with the right company to help you further. along the way.
But I can't just keep paying everybody and find out if I paid the right company either, because I've already paid somebody, and then I talk to other companies who are like, oh, I can do it in 3 days. I'm like, wow. The last company took my money for 6 months and then told me I had to do it on, I had to take it over and do it myself. And then another guy will call me and say, give me $300 and I'll have it done in, you know, 72 hours. I'm like, wow. Cause 72 hours would have been 18 months ago. And you know how much business I would have got from Google in 18 months? And if you even have like a ballpark idea, I can associate a dollar value to every one of those customers, and we can talk about how much money I've lost.
Okay. I get you. Let us see what we can do about it. How far do you, I mean, what's your coverage look like from Fairhope?
30 miles. So, Baldwin County. I was working in Mobile and Baldwin County, but I don't prefer to work in Mobile. I prefer to target the tons of business that is in Baldwin County. We have huge growing cities, especially like Foley, who's one of the fastest growing cities in the country that is within 10 miles of me. So I don't need to go any more at the maximum of 30 miles for my work. And I should have work for the next 3-4 decades. But if Google doesn't want to acknowledge me, and they're acknowledging the companies that I consider competitors in this area, those companies are jokes, and they're getting Google, I mean, they're getting business from Google, and the customers will tell you those companies suck. Like, you know, all my business that I live off of is word of mouth, and I have nothing but 100% positive reviews, and I have tons of people who have been waiting to leave me a Google review. I mean, I sell it with my jobs every day. I say, hey, I'm going to send you a link for a Google review. Will you leave me one? And everybody says yes. So, and I've even been told, if I get 100 Google reviews, you'll be wealthy. I go, you know what? I've got 200. I've got 200 of them waiting. But I can't, you can't leave me a Google review, because Google doesn't accept me as a real business for some ridiculous reason. So, you know.
I'll see you. Well, Local Splash, you know, you will be able to see the reviews that we had as well on Google. You know, we've been in the industry for a long time. I'm sure there is a way. I'm checking with my director right now. The best thing about our program, since that we are directed with Google, we have a contract with them, we only work with one business per area per industry. Okay, that's why our program has the highest success rate. And we do have a customer service team that will work with you hand in hand to make sure that you get success on Google.
Well, you know, so you guys contact me, because there's plenty of power washers in the area, right? And being you only work with one in the area, that means all the rest of them that you called said, no thanks, I don't need you, because Google took them and is giving them business, so they don't need you. But then you make it down the list to me, and there's plenty of people in the area. So that means you've called them all. So you make it to me and you go, oh, we're looking for the one person in this area in your industry that needs us. Well, you found me, right?
Right.
And it's only because I've been screwed by Google already.
Yeah,
so
I'm so sorry to hear that.
You found a customer that is just been, you know, taken advantage of, or whatever the case may be. I don't understand. No one can give me an explanation on what is wrong with my perfect business.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Yeah, I totally get that. You don't have any partners in this business, right?
No. Nope. Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm checking right now to see what we can do. I see here that you have a website as well, southern-sparkle.com. This is yours?
Yes. Mine.
Well, I would love to get your questions addressed. I have David. He's my director. He's also jumping on the line to answer any questions you may have. He's one of the best, so I'm sure we can find a way.
Well, Google's been presented my information on numerous occasions. Maybe you guys could get an answer from Google that makes sense. And you guys can perform like I've been told. You know, one company charges me on a monthly basis for 6 months and isn't able to execute, and then other companies go, pay me and I'll execute this practically overnight. So I just can't, like I said, just keep paying everybody and hope that one of you guys does what, you know, should have happened a long time
ago.
Yeah,
I think
ago.
This is meant to happen. We will lay everything on your table. I have David here. He's jumping on the line too. David, are you here?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Hi, Jason. So.